Fusion Hyderabad.
Hyderabad.
Hyderabad. It is also within Andhra, Andhra Province.
Yes.
This temple. So Hyderabad has got some influence there. The richest temple in the whole of India.
I wanted to invite you to come there, Maharaj, so they could meet you. I wanted to invite you to Tirupati, so that they could meet you. Maybe they could make you the Acharya there.
It is not possible for me to go so far. I wish you success from here.
They have put Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj and myself and Shankarbhrit Das. Shankarbhrit. He is one South Indian devotee.
Yes.
They have put us on the advisory council to the executive officer.
Shankarbhrit is a disciple of Swami Maharaj?
Yes. Yes.
He comes from Andhra or Kerala?
He comes from
Trivandrum.
Perhaps from Bangalore. I think he may be from Bangalore. I'm not sure. He's a notorious disciple of Srila Prabhupada.
Tamil, Andhra, Tamil, and that Karnataka and Kerala.
Yes.
Four sections in the south.
So he wants us also to become active in the press to bring up the quality of the printing. It's very bad quality at present, but they have all modern machinery. Computers and big machines. They are spending crores of rupees for printing press.
Hari Charuswami, has he reached there?
Bhakti Chua Maharaj is there.
There?
Yes.
Right.
He was lecturing with us and they liked him very much also. He gave a wonderful lecture, very scientific lecture, for 1 hour and a half. They want him to write this lecture in a book and distribute it in Tamil also, and Telugu. So I also have some good news from you from Delhi.
What is this?
We had that big conference
that
in Delhi,
conference,
you know,
yes,
with two Nobel laureates.
Yes, I heard that.
So in the newspaper it says, Nobel laureate debunks theory of evolution.
What?
Nobel laureate debunks theory of evolution. Debunk.
Bunk.
Debunk.
Debunk.
Debunk means?
Means he has defeated the theory of evolution. He has thrown it out. Nobel laureate.
Defeat.
Eh?
Means he defeated the theory of evolution.
Oh. The Darwinian position.
Refuted it.
It is finished.
That it is finished. All right. And it's crashed. Evaporated.
Yes.
It says, Nobel laureate Professor Ilya Prigozhin of Belgium said here today, Darwin's theory of evolution about chance and necessity was no longer valid.
The Hegel's ideal realism is there to back. Ideal realism. The reality is an idea.
That's
right. In the beginning of everything, the idea first. Ideal realism. Idea is not an abstract imaginary thing, but it is real. Everything is the effect of idea. Start in idea and then it is translated into action. Everywhere we find that. The beginning with idea and then it realizes itself into action. Hare Krishna, Gaur, Hare Gaur, Gaur. Ideal realism, that is Hegel's theory, and ours, of course, consciousness first. Then these are all the effects of consciousness. So many kinds of experience, they're rather connected. Grathito means just that, what is this to? Mala gantha ke ki bale? Sutri mani gana aiva in Gita.
Thread. Threading.
Mai hands. Mai sarva midam protam sutri mani gana aiva. Just as in a thread, so many jewels are in a garland.
Yes.
So I am within, and everything is just like so many gems, jewels. And I am the sutra, grathita, making them one, coming through, passing through them. Sutri, mayi sarvamidam protam. Whatever you find, it is all in me, in a thread. Sutri maniganaiva, just as in a thread, so many jewels are connected to make it a garland. So I am within, just like a thread. So the beginning, the basis, the foundation is He, the consciousness, the conscious will. And whatever everything is outwardly floating, the depth is the consciousness, is He. Sutri mani ganaiva in Bhagavad Gita you find. Sutri mani ganaiva. Rasuha mopsu kaunteya prabhasmi sasishur jayu. The very gist of everything, all pervading, that is my apparent, my one function is that. One of my functions, pervading all through, keeping them, holding them. Rasuha mopsu kaunteya prabhasmi sasishur jayu. And in this way, the very gist of everything within myself. And the conclusion is a sutri maniganaiva. Just as a thread, He contains so many kinds of gems and flowers and many things. But the thread is there, unifying. My position is such. Gaur Hari Gaur.
So they said that we, in, when we presented our paper, we presented one paper.
And that is the beginning. You will be able to panbharize.
They said we had established new school of thought. So I was
wondering
what
this is the oldest school. This is the oldest school. We have taken up it again.
What should we call this school? They should give us a name. A new school of thought. We were thinking of calling it interactionism. Interaction of life and matter. Is that, do you think that would be appropriate?
Parikshit Maharaj is told in the conclusion of Bhagavatam by Sukadeva Goswami, Tanturajan Marishyeti Pasubuddhi Mimang Jahi. That you will die, this is an animal consciousness. Don't allow you to come down to the phenomenal world. You are independent. You can stay independently in the world of consciousness. And that is your eternal life. You come down in consciousness and influenced by the consciousness of matter, then you begin to die and to be born. Because this matter comes and goes, but you are eternal, so why do you allow yourself to come down into material consciousness? You can retain your own ego and everything purely in the spiritual sky, the spiritual atmosphere, independent of this matter. Don't allow yourself to come, to indulge in coming in material consciousness. If you do so, you will die and you will be born and death, birth and death, you will be victim to birth and death, because your male-focused consciousness in this matter. Otherwise, you can live independently. No necessity, no relativity of matter is necessary in your intrinsic life. This kills this the idea. This is animal consciousness, pasu-buddhi. So to come down and identify one with this physical frame. Why do you allow yourself to come down so low? That is the basis of spiritual consciousness. You can live and move freely, and you have got other prospect and resources in the spiritual world. Tantulayan Pashubuddhi, Marishyeti Pashubuddhi, that I shall die, this is animal consciousness. Just kill it. And this another key? Another? The conclusion of Bhagavatam, he says, warning. Are you afraid of dying now? You Parikshit, that serpent will come and bite you and you will die. Are you afraid of your death now? Still now? No, no, no. By your grace, I am fully established in the conscious world. Now, whatever the serpent may like, may do with this in the body, I don't care to know in what part he is coming and biting and whatever will be the effect. I don't care for that. I am fully established in my spiritual position, foundation. After the conclusion of Bhagavatam, he was asked in such a way, and he replied also in that way. So, we find that in Mahabharata, we find that snake rolled around his neck and then put a bite on the forehead. But in Bhagavatam, the snake came and touched his feet. And Parikshit Maharaj left the world. In Mahabharata stage, what is the forehead biting? In Bhagavat, only the touching the toe of the feet. So much negligence to this material existence. So much intensity of negligence in the material experience that Bhagavat, the author of Bhagavat, say that the material disturbance only touched the feet. However, Mahabharata says he touched the head, but gave his bite into the head. So material consciousness has been so less importance given in Bhagavatam, well established. Same thing, same fact, but ignored. Ignored its influence, the matter, influence of matter over soul. So negligently shown in Bhagavatam. But Mahabharata, some effect that went to attack in the head. These incidents, material incidents, has no importance. This is under the leg, under the foot, to be trampled down. Material consciousness, prosperity, its charm, all these material achievements to be trampled down underfoot. Because we have got a real position by drinking the nectar of the lila of the Supreme Entity. What do we care for these material things, achievements or prosperity, or knowledge or scholarship? Nothing of the thing. Neglectfully dealt. We have that drunk deep the nectar of Krishna Lila. Mahabharata is not realized such a high stage, not dealt with. Very good. Anyhow, good sign of God, a good news, the victory. But what the difficulty with ISKCON there? I am told that they already expressed their wish that we don't want to connect with ISKCON. Is it true?
Tirupati.
Anything like that?
Some devotees have gone to Tirupati, and they were not pleased with their activities.
Who was the leader? of that party.
Different devotees have gone, and they found that were too aggressive. So he only wants to have those devotees who are not, who understand the mentality.
Yeah, anyhow, Swami Maharaj, you are there, Swami Maharaj is
yes,
there.
Yes, they know Swami Maharaj, they respect him.
Whether ISKCON or this trust,
Vedanta
trust.
They discriminate between good devotees and bad devotees. They are very pleased with Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj. He is very pleased with Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj. He is very pleased with him.
He is very
pleased. He likes him very much. So they are very happy to have him there to work with. We have made some programs of giving lectures to the staff of TTD and started one temple program in one small temple in the housing colony, and they want us to do Nagar Sankirtan daily. Simple program. They don't want us to build one temple because already the temple is there. They simply want us to do Nagar Sankirtan and give lectures about Bhakti Yoga. Eventually, they will give us some land. We want to get 100 acres so we can build our institute.
On the hill or on the lowland?
On the lowland. The hill is considered Sheshanagar.
Sheshanagar.
Ramanuja considered that hill to be Sheshanagar.
On which side the temple? On the southern?
I'm not sure what side that is. That is the side toward the Tirupati. When you're coming up the hill.
The train from Gudur, from main line Gudur, Madras, Calcutta, from Gudur Junction.
Yes.
There's a small, narrow gauge line going on. On which side of the line?
Well, when we are coming from Gudur to Tirupati, you can see that side of the hill. You can see on the hill there is the hoods, the heads of Sheshanag. And that mountain goes around and it curls around at the bottom, just like the tail.
There is a quarrel between Shankara and Ramanuja Sampradaya there. And both of them demanded the Sankaracharya Sampradaya told them Shiva Murti. And Ramanuja said, no, he's Vishnu Murti, Narayana. Then the weapons were placed there and the doors closed. Then anyhow, it was found afterwards that the weapons of Narayana has been caught by the hand of them, by the deity. And it was decided that it is Vishnumurti, not Shivamurti. We are told like that. And also it is told that Ramanuja was Sheshavata, taking the body of a serpent. He entered through the the drain and put the weapons into the hands of the murti and then passed away. Gently. There is a story like that. Balaji.
I also heard that Ramanuja, he went up that hill with his knees. He tied his feet and he walked on his knees because he did not want to step on Sheshanag. Seven hills and seven mountains to cross.
and getting to knowledge.
No.
No.
Maharaj, one Nobel laureate also stayed at a temple in Bombay. One Nobel Prize winner, Nobel laureate, he stayed with us in Bhaktivedanta Institute in Bombay
for
2 days. His name is George Wald.
George
Wald.
Wald.
Yes, he's from Harvard. Harvard University.
Harvard University.
U.S. And he came and he stayed with us for 2 days, and he gave lecture to the devotees in the temple.
Following your line.
He does not.
Yes, you are proud of your knowledge. Proud of your knowledge, and you want to lower down the position of the knowledge itself. You must hold that it is a primary thing. And all the, they are all the effect of knowledge. And the stone producing knowledge is shameful to hear for the scholars. The valuation of knowledge that is coming from the stone. Yes. That's possible for that reason.
He thinks that that we come from the star, from the dying star. He says man has been born. The star had to die so that man can be born.
A moon or sun, everything came from the sun, but where from this does the sun come? Matter comes from matter. What is the new thing? Earth, moon, all comes from the sun, but sun is also material substance.
Yes.
So matter comes from matter, no new thing there. It is all state. That is no explanation at all. Matter is dividing itself into different planets. What is the charm of in the argument there? From big matter particles are thrown this side, that side. Is it an explanation? Usargo Lokesh means demonic and Diti, what is from Diti adjective? Demon is a demonic.
Divine.
Divine. The divine and the demonic. The fossil father, that is demonic conception. The divine must come down from high to low. Divinity must be given the first preference in existence. Such noble thing that is born only from a stone. Suicidal to think. The divinity, stone has given birth to divinity. What is this thing? How a man can think? A rational man?
It is very unreasonable.
The
idea is very unreasonable. Still
it is unreasonable, but it is foolish, unfortunate, and the meanness. Mean-heartedness. The stone has produced divinity.
How is it that so many big scholars have been fooled by this theory?
You'll be able, by the grace of Swami Maharaj, to disperse them, throw them into the ocean.
Thank you. We sold many of our science books, you know. We have some science books that we made. And at that conference, many people bought those books. At least 50% of the members bought our books. We were all sold out. And also we sold some Bhagavad Gitas. So they are finding a lot of interest in our books now.
Many books distributed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, by Vaigyanik Boy. At the meeting in...
in Delhi.
In Delhi meeting.
Delhi meeting.
Yes. They thought this was very interesting, our approach, combining Eastern and Western philosophy. Somehow, all over the world, interest is developing in consciousness. I don't know how, but everyone is becoming interested.
Because in the internal nature, everyone cannot but have sympathy. This is, after all, foreign thing. The Darwin theory and all these, this misconception, ignorance, that is, that cannot be, have its own independent existence. That just like a cover, a spare, that cannot be reality. Outcome, calling. Superficial.
But why so many people now are becoming interested? Oh, at one, at this time especially. Before, not so many people were interested.
Agantuk, not parasite, or what is called. It has come, it is not in it, but it is come from out, but still, at the present, that has got the overwhelming power, the ignorance. So, but still, it cannot be intrinsic. It is only foreign thing indented, not natural, but like this, bhāsaṁ śujirnān yathā vihāya. We can take it, we can leave it, like a cover, like a garment, not in it.
But why at this time, now, at present, they are giving up? Previously they were accepting, at this time now they are giving up. Why this time is so special?
This Kali Yuga, the special grant of grace that comes with Mahaprabhu, gradually to help the people from such intense ignorance, which is generally by turn comes here to visit this mundane world. Svatya teta dapar kali. Just after winter comes summer. After summer, rainy season, in this way, the movement of the time. The kali comes, and ignorance gathered more. And then also to help the inmates of Kali, a special grant also comes, and thereby they are benefited, and they can do away with the darkness, like that higher knowledge, higher grace. Maya is ignorance is there, light is also there. In some places, sometimes light predominates, and in some places, suppose darkness predominates. But that does not mean that darkness must be a positive thing. Light is desirable, that is positive thing. Darkness may not be given the importance of light, though it is eternal.